The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
As all of you regular listeners know, I don't do many author interviews on this program. I know that so many others do, but I just can't bring myself to bringing on an author unless I really believe in what they're doing and believe that the book they have written is important to my listeners. Well, that's certainly true today. My guest is David Limbaugh, who is the author of 9 nationally best-selling books. Books like Jesus on Trial, Finding Jesus in the Old Testament, Jesus is Risen, as well as some political books and his latest book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity. David Limbaugh, welcome back to Bob Burney Live.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, listen, it is my pleasure. It is my pleasure. Now, you have written both political books and spiritual books. Why this book? It's obviously very controversial. It's very straightforward. You're going to get a lot of flack from this book because the entire title, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. Why did you feel it necessary to stick your neck out and write this book?
I believe that we are at a crossroads, and we say that every election, but this one is really worse than it's ever been, and we face an urgent situation. The Democrats has now constituted our wholly owned subsidiary of the far left, and we can see from their public pronouncements, by virtue of the Democratic debates, among other things, that they are radical on every substantive policy issue, from abortion, advocating killing the baby up to the point of birth and beyond, open borders on immigration, race and gender identity politics and class warfare, and a full-blown embracing of socialism. It is, if the Democrats win the presidency and both houses of Congress, they will complete President Obama's fundamental transformation of America, rejecting America as founded, rejecting its ideal of liberty in place of tyranny and authoritarianism and radical leftist cultural positions.
My Salem media colleague, Dennis Prager, makes a huge difference between liberals and the left. Do you?
He interviewed me, in fact, on this book, and he's great.
Yeah, he is.
I think what he's referring to, and I'm not sure about this, but is the old liberal who used to believe in civil rights and somewhat classical liberalism in some respects, and the at least more moderate on their positions as opposed to the radical far-out leftists who just don't have any restraint in their extremism. But I would say that there aren't that many of them left, at least in terms of controlling the party. There are no moderate liberal democratic leaders anymore, and if they even try to be moderate, they get shouted down like Biden. Biden would like to be less radical than he is, but they go after him whenever he does anything that is even approaching being reasonable, such as when he called Mike Pence a decent guy. They savaged him on Twitter. Yeah, so how dare you call somebody? And he says you've got to pay his health care plan is still socialism light, worse Obamacare, but way better than Medicare for All that Warren and Bernie Sanders are proposing, which are in the tens of trillions of dollars in costs, and they have no way to pay for them. So Biden is a little less, but really not much.
We're talking with David Limbaugh, author of Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. David, you devote two entire chapters, chapter 5 and 6, on gender issues. And explain to me in my audience, and I think you do a good job in the book, the left is constantly talking about women's rights, women's liberation. And yet, in your book, you make a very powerful point that the left has basically waged war on women while they are touting women's rights. Am I correct on that?
Yes, you're correct. The ideology of intersectionality, which says that you must look at a person's combination of oppressions, race, gender, sexual orientation, age, and all the rest, that diminishes the women's movement, which said, look at me, I'm a woman, hear me roar, give me equal rights. Now, if you are a white woman, you're not nearly as protected in their view because you're not nearly as oppressed. A black woman is more oppressed, therefore entitled to more protection. And the white women have already made it. There's less of a gap between their wages and male white wages than there are between black females or men. And so they bean count. They're looking at everybody's race and all that. So they do that on the intersectionality. But in the other way, the gender ideology, which says that gender is fluid, it is a social construct. One is not a man or a woman by virtue of his biological birth or his DNA encoding. It is how he identifies. Therefore, whereas a gay used to say, I was born that way, the transgender movement says, no, you can go back and forth. You can identify as both plural pronouns or up to 70 genders. And so that leaves the gays in the lurch in one respect. But the women, the transgenders, are taking over their locker rooms and their sports. Biological men are competing against women in sports. And when Deborah Messing when she champions the vagina and women wearing these so-called pussy hats, excuse my line, but that's the term for it, and the transgenders come out and say, you can't say that because people other than biological women, some women don't have vaginas. And what they mean by that is biological males who identify as women, transgenders, don't have vaginas, so don't go around celebrating the vagina. Now, this is utterly sick stuff, and yet it passes for reasonable and mainstream in the extreme left and Democratic Party.
I've got about 2 minutes before this first break, and I think we're going to need more time for this. But
okay.
I think one of the most dangerous attacks from the left is on the Electoral College. Is it as simple as the fact that Hillary Clinton lost because of the Electoral College and because of one election, that the entire political left has gone on a rampage against the Electoral College? Or is it deeper than that?
Well, the left is in justifies the means. And so whatever it takes to increase and preserve power, they will do. That's why they're judicial activism. They will rewrite the Constitution to serve their ends, like they did with Roe versus Wade in 1973, which gave a constitutional right to abortion out of whole cloth. They just made stuff up, and that's what they do throughout the entire spectrum. The Electoral College, there's no way. They don't respect the Constitution. They don't respect that we have a constitutional republic and states' rights, and valuing the way that it's been diffused, the way the organized for the presidential election to respect states' rights and not just make it a plebiscite and a pure democracy. We didn't have the French Revolution. We had the American Revolution. The French Revolution ended up in the guillotine. Our revolution produced the most glorious, freest, most prosperous nation in the history of the world. The left is undermining it. They never did believe in it, and now they surely don't believe in it and want to undermine those kinds of things. And when they can't do it through a constitutional amendment, which they can't, there's no way they can do it quick enough to suit them. They'll do end runs, such as legislation that would get states to agree that however their state voted, all their electors would go for the winner of the majority vote. So they would end up circumventing the Electoral College through the popular vote by some bizarre statute. And it's so transparent to see through what they're doing. But they deny it. They say they're constitutionalists. It's amazing.
Well, we need to take a quick break. We're talking with David Limbaugh. The book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, published by Regnery Press. You can get it at Amazon, at Regnery, and I'm sure you can get it at your local bookstore, and if not, they'll order it for you. We'll be back with more David Limbaugh in just a moment.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And we're talking with David Limbaugh, author of a brand new book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. Well written and extensively footnoted. I'm just thumbing through the notes. I don't know how many pages of notes, David, you put in, but it's incredibly well documented. The title is slightly tongue-in-cheek, but after reading through your book, you really do believe that the left has lost their mind, don't you?
It's either that or they're self-deceived. I don't know. There's evil. There's dark forces in our culture.
Yeah.
And it seems like they've succumbed to them. And I'm not saying they're evil like they say we're evil, but I do think their ideas are evil in the sense that a lot of their ideas are evil. Socialism and Marxism killed 100 million people in the 20th century. That's pure evil. And it inevitably leads to tyranny and to impoverishment and enslavement. It is inarguably evil that killing babies in the womb, especially up to the point of birth, is evil. How do you argue that it's evil? And how do you argue that it's sane to have an open borders policy, especially when you have what we see in Mexico, this chaos and criminality and anarchy right next to our borders? So the litany of issues all supports my thesis.
Well, chapter 13 in your book, Shouting Your Abortion While Attacking Christians. Here's the third paragraph. Let me read just a brief quote. So if they didn't believe an unborn baby is a human life worthy of protection, why did they insist abortion should be rare? And that's one of the things, David, that I've tried to point out to my listeners. You know, the mantra from the Democrats used to be safe and rare, safe and rare, safe and rare, rare and safe, rare and safe. We never hear that anymore. They really have adopted a radical agenda to kill innocent unborn babies. And I guess my question is, public opinion for the last 6 or 7 years, because of the advances in ultrasound, has been moving in a pro-life direction. Because,
yep,
you know, the Democrats, the liberals, the leftists want to, stay in power. Why are they moving against public opinion and becoming even more radical in this abortion issue?
Well, they fold it into their feminism issues and working women up. The common thread underlying all of their policies, on identity politics to abortion, to socialism, to abortion, is pitting people against each other. So pitting women against men, rich against poor, black against white, gay against straight. And so they work women up and say, we're not trying to protect the unborn. we're trying to subjugate women. And they make this claim with a straight face, totally carving out of the equation the innocent human life, which is the baby in the womb. And so they now admit, as you say, because technology has gone so far, they admit that there is a human baby in the womb, and yet they say they can kill it anyway, and they don't stop there. They glorify it, and then they celebrate the murder of children by lighting up towers in New York in pink and wearing T-shirts that say, shout your abortion, mm-hmm. or feminist professors who go around on college campuses and preach the message that abortion is a moral good. I've got that in the book. I'm not making that up.
Yeah, I know.
It is astounding.
What is it that you want the readers of your book to do? Again, the book is Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. This is a book not written just for academic purposes. You want this book to call people to action. What is that action?
Yeah, I would like to equip our side with that they can go out and evangelize in a secular sense. Evangelize for conservative issues and explain to young people and other people who may have been misled by the indoctrination and propaganda of the left that socialism is not a moral, compassionate system, that capitalism is not evil and is a good system and a moral system and produces prosperity and liberty, and that abortion is evil. We've got to stop it, and we should not judge each other by our skin color, but by the content of our character. The left has thrown away Martin Luther King's legacy in that respect. We want to recapture it. Everybody, in our view, is of equal dignity, no matter what color they are, no matter how they're born. Every human being is made in God's image and therefore entitled to equal dignity. So I want to help equip people, to arm people with this information that they can go out and make a case to the people who have been deceived into believing that liberal leftist policies are superior. And I'm not saying this book will revolutionize the world, but I want to do my small part. I don't have a radio show. I don't have a TV show. I'm just writing books, and I hope to supply people with information that they can go out and make use of it in a fruitful way.
Well, this book, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win, is filled with information. It has almost 100 pages of footnotes and documentation to make the case that David Limbaugh is making. Again, the author, David Limbaugh, Guilty by Reason of Insanity, Why the Democrats Must Not Win. It is a Regnery book. Order it today or go to your local bookstore. They should have it. David Limbaugh, thank you once again for taking time for us and our audience. God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you.